My name is Shweta.
And my name's Amree.
You are watching Dildo
Filmihead. We are back with yet another episode on our series called the Face Off series.
So this week we have Chunky Pandey and Ananya Pandey versus
Sunil Shetty and his daughter Athaya Shetty. Tum dil ki dhadkan mein rehte ho.
I think that people might not realize, but these combinations are pretty power-packed, okay? You know?
Yeah, one of the biggest reasons why we thought about this combination specifically is, like, both fathers, both Sunil and Chunky, actually had their ups and downs in the 90s. So the movies and the songs that we're going to discuss about these two actors will actually surprise you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that especially the fact that Athaya Shetty these days is in the news for her wedding.
Ooh!
She's talented, so is Ananya, but who's the more talented one? I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah, and I'm so excited. So let's get this round started. Round one.
All right, so I'll give it a start with Chunky Pandey.
Okay.
Chunky Pandey, I'll give a little bit of an overview. Started out in the late 80s in films. He has a successful amount of films back in the day, but it's important to note that these films were a lot like multi-stars.
Malaygo, tum yaha kya kar rahe ho?
Apparently, he intentionally did this because he felt that if he did multi-stars and if they failed, the blame wouldn't go on him.
Oh, gosh.
Which, I mean, it makes sense because if there's multiple heroes in the film, you know, everyone shares the blame. But apparently this backfired on him because when the multi-hero trend in Bollywood started to fail and solo hero films starting to become more popular, Chunky Pandey could no longer get any roles because he was always playing the hero's best friend or the hero ka brother.
Yeah.
Producers and directors felt that he couldn't back a film with a solo lead.
That's interesting, actually, because I've seen footage and he was like the big thing.
Apparently,
right?
He was a good-looking guy. The girls really liked him.
Yeah.
He was popular.
New faces aa gaye, the newcomers aa gaye. Tab to sirf main aur Govinda the. Phir aa gaye Aamir, Salman.
And a lot of his roles, I feel, even in like these multi-hero films, were comedic roles. Like, you know, he was there for comic relief. He's done more than 100 films in multiple languages. And I mean, here's the thing. I think that he messed up with this whole tactic that he had of doing multi-stars. It backfired on him because he had a lot of successful films. He had Aag Hi Aag with Neelam, Baap Ki Duniya, which was another success with Neelam. And then he had Tezab, like a lot of multi-stars.
Ek time tha jahan main 20-20 pictures ek saath kar raha tha. Aur it was just for money basically. Not all, but most of it.
The one that I want to talk about today is Aankhein.
Oh!
Arguably his biggest film till date.
Dad, aapne hamare principal saab ko mara.
Ab unke students ka number hai.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, another multi-cast, multi-star film. He was sharing the screen with Govinda, the Tale of Two Brothers, quintessential 90s film.
Yeah.
Who hasn't seen Aankhein? Everyone's seen Aankhein.
Directed by David Dhawan.
And I think this also cemented David Dhawan into the industry even more.
Yeah.
But this film is one that I cannot forget. It was pretty funny because it had everything that I liked growing up.
Dek, bullu kuch yaad aaya? Ye daddy hai.
Daddy? ये डैडी का होता है
डैडी मेरे जैसा होता है बेटे
क्विंटेसेंशियल 90s like comedy. But there's also action, there's drama, there's emotion.
And I think the songs worked as well.
Songs worked, but I felt like it was an all-rounder masala film. It wasn't just a comedy in my opinion. There was a lot to this film. Did really well. His biggest hit. He definitely cemented himself as a star with this film, and he had done that before too with Paap Ki Duniya and Aag Hi Aag.
Nikal ja yahan se warna teri maa ye sochegi ki uske bete ke muh mein zuban thi ya wo gunga paida hua tha.
Seems that back in the day he was pretty popular with the girls especially.
Interesting.
I think he's done a... Okay, we all know he's still working these days. He recently came as Akri Pasta in the Houseful series. So he can do comedy. He was in Dawn.
Please, अपने हाथ ऊपर करो. बहुत चालाक समझते हैं ना अपने आप को. But not this time.
I think he is a good actor. I just think he did not get enough opportunities in Bollywood.
Yeah, and I think this is a mistake that Sunil Shetty did not do.
Moving on to Sunil Shetty. Yeah,
yeah, and I feel like we all grew up with him, like with his movies. He started a little bit later than Chunky, maybe early 90s. But it was him who actually brought bodybuilding into Bollywood.
Interesting.
Because Salman Khan was still very lean and he kind of went into the gym a little later on in the 90s. But Sunil Shetty was like a hardcore bodybuilder. He loves fitness. The movie that I'm picking for Sunil Shetty is the classic.
Yeah.
The classic one and only Dhadka.
Yo, like,
come on!
Sunil Shetty is known for this film. Like,
So, Dhadkan, starring Sunil Shetty, of course, with Akshay Kumar and Shilpa Shetty. Mm-hmm. Dharmesh Darshan directed it. Mm-hmm. And I remember the hype when this movie came.
Yeah.
And the songs were doing really well. Yeah. I remember that, the trailer. And of course, everyone wanted to see Shilpa and Akshay.
Yeah.
But when the movie came out, Sunil Shetty stole the show.
Yeah.
And though, like, screen time wise, it's probably more less than Akshay, but we all know he had, like, the greatest, he had such a, the shades of gray that he played was amazing.
Yo, some of his dialogues. Oh, man.
Sasur ji, aap kuch bhi kar lijiyega. एक दिन मैं आपको अपना ससुर बनाकर ही दम लूंगा.
The audacity that he had, Dave, what a character.
Yeah.
He really comes and uproots their lives.
Yeah.
And the
whole arc that he had in the first half,
yeah,
and how he was like a struggling guy just to make ends meet, and then, you know,
homeless guy, now to like the business tycoon, didn't he make like 50 million or something like that in 2 years?
Yeah.
Now I have 500 crore rupees. जानती हो 50 से 500 करोड़ का सफर मैंने कैसे तय किया होगा? तुम सोच भी नहीं सकती.
But nevertheless, like, he was amazing, and he actually got him the best best actor for a negative role.
सिर्फ इतना कहूँगा. Thank you so very much, Dharmesh, Ratan ji, Shilpa, Mahima, Akshay.
Yeah,
but again. I think another parallel that we have is that in the 90s, he had a lot of multi-star films as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Sunil Shetty kind of did not get caught in that web of just doing multi-stars.
मैंने झूठे बेच दिए.
अरे कोई आइटम बचा ही नहीं बेचने को.
बाबू भैया ये आइटम के बच्चे हैं.
फट जाएगा.
अरे तेरी बनियान तो फटी नहीं है. अब सूट के नीचे क्या पहनूंगा मैं?
For just between the fathers right now.
Dhadkan.
Okay. Yeah.
Even though Chunky was good, but Dhadkan!
Yeah, that's true. I do feel, I'll be the first to admit, Sunil has shown more versatility.
And I feel like if you feel bad for the negative character, that means the actor has done a really good job. You felt bad for Dave.
You did.
Loki, no, not really.
It wasn't fair what happened to him. Just because he was poor.
So what do you think
round one goes to?
Round one goes to Sunil Shetty. I will give it up.
Awesome.
आँख लग गई थी.
अर्जुन सिंह बख्श नाम जरूर है मेरा, मगर मैं ड्यूटी पे आँख लगाने या आँख लड़ाने वाले को कभी नहीं बख्शता.
Okay, so coming to the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them have two beautiful daughters.
Mm-hmm.
One is an upcoming superstar.
Mm-hmm.
The second one got married, but I still feel she is a great actor.
Yeah.
So Athiya Shetty.
Yeah.
When she came out, not much hype.
Yo, here's the thing. I think that there was hype. Now, I don't know if I fed into that hype because I was, So Suraj Pancholi was coming out with Atiya in Hero.
Hero.
Okay. I remember the hype being around Suraj Pancholi.
Exactly.
And the whole controversies that he was involved in.
If I am wrong, nothing can save me. Nothing. If I'm wrong, nothing can save me, you know.
I saw Hero in theaters. Ke main hu hero tera.
Ke main hu hero tera. Before Ananya Pandey was even launched, I knew about her.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
I didn't know who Atiya was before she
exactly.
Launched.
Until and unless, like, when I saw the first trailer, oh, okay, Sunil Shetty's daughter.
Yeah.
Atiya. And all that. Yeah, she does have a very graceful and simple look in the film.
Yeah.
Although the film did not do too well, like you said, I think the publicity kind of went against her.
Yeah.
Maine tumhara kidnap kiya hai. Main koi police wala nahi hu.
I don't care. Just tell me you love me.
But the movie that I actually want to talk about is Moti Chur Chakna Chur. Like, legit.
Really good.
Like, when I saw it, I'm just like, okay, first of all, she's with Nawazuddin.
Hum tumhe pasand karte hain.
Aur hame bhi bahut tamiz se pehli baar pehla pyar hua hai.
Hain? Pyar bhi ho gaya.
And I'm just like, wow, okay, she gets to act with a brilliant actor.
Yeah.
And then when I see the film, she was great. She was emoting. She had the accent correct, you know, and then like that whole craze of going abroad, marrying someone from abroad was so funny and amazing.
America, London, Paris nahi gayi, to kahan? Nepal, Sri Lanka, Bhutan to milega?
It was one of those films. It's like almost like a Bareilly ki Barfi or one of those small town rustic type of films that were doing really well at the time.
Yeah.
This film deserved
it. I really liked the plot.
Yeah.
I love the plot. It was very different.
And she went over and beyond our
expectations.
Yeah. Am I dog?
So here she is, and I think she finally arrived in Bollywood, you can say, with that movie. And I'm so excited to see her upcoming releases. Like, I'm legitimately excited.
Me too.
What about Ananya?
Ananya Pandey. So Ananya Pandey, Chunky Pandey's daughter, has done a handful of films as well. Thing is, this girl, everyone knew about her before she debuted. Yeah. She had a really big debut with Student of the Year 2 opposite Tyra Shroff and with Tara Sutaria.
You mess with the wrong girl, duffer.
A Dharma Productions film.
Big film.
First of all, I think I wasn't very, very much impressed by her in this film, honestly.
Right.
But she did justice to her character. She was a bratty, rich girl who has her heart on her sleeve.
Up okay, ladies, bye. Back here now, princess.
But then she came in Pati Patni Aur Woh, and that's when I really kind of noticed her, because she tends to look a lot younger, and she was opposite Kartik Aaryan Bhumi in this film.
Tapasya Singh, aap haath milayenge ya main chai bol ke aaun?
Ji.
She did a really good job playing the other woman, to the point where I felt bad for her, because I felt like I felt like she was also being wronged in the film.
Us chakkar mein तुम्हारे भी गुनेगार बन गए और तुम्हारे भी.
She was being fooled, and as much as I felt bad for Bhumi's character, I felt bad for her too.
तुमने बताया ही नहीं कि तुम शादीशुदा हो.
क्या? हाँ
हाँ. Oh shit! तुम ठीक हो ना?
हाँ, लग गई है.
She's able to convey expressions very slowly and without going over the top. Ananya Pandey does not overact.
किस बात पे इतना बिगड़ रहे हो? मैंने ऐसा क्या कहा जो मैंने तुमसे नहीं सुना?
I was very doubtful. I'm not gonna lie. Again, like Atiya, I was doubtful. But this girl, again, I think she proved herself. And I think that these girls these days, they are working hard on their craft. They are trying. And she's up and coming. She's up and coming. She's budding. She has a lot of movies. Dream Girl 2 with Ayushman. So, like, it's happening there.
Right.
Can dance. Looks great.
Yeah.
You know, is able to emote. Has played a variety of characters already. Has done something like a liger. And, no, don't laugh. It was supposed to be a great film. Something happened at some point. Something. Liger. I blame the editors.
Stay away from my life. Karan Johar, please tell us what was Liger. Who was Liger?
Who was Liger? Why was Liger? Why was Liger?
Why?
But see, like, for her to get a Liger, you have to be somebody. Vijay Deverakonda.
Yeah, she's Suhana Khan's best friend.
Why didn't Suhana Khan get Liger then?
She's a little young. Abhi aayegi Archie.
Usko bhi milega Liger 2.
Liger 2. Ami to hai red rose in baharon mein. Because all the roles that you actually like kind of talked about
are contemporary.
Contemporary rich girl, spoiled brat, blah 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 blah. Delhi wali ladki. What about like the village gaon wali ladki? Yeah. Who's gonna do that?
शरीफ लोग रहते हैं, लेडी जो के कपड़े सूख रहे हैं, और तुम वही मुंह फाड़ के देख रहे हो, कोई लात शर्म है कि नहीं?
So guys, we're gonna go with an unconventional verdict here and give it to Atiya because we are focused on her acting. Okay.
Acting beside Nawazuddin Siddiqui, pulling that off, and they were at par in the film. So please, guys, go watch it. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Check it out.
और हम में इतनी patience नहीं है, पहले पटाओ फिर फेरा लगाओ. तो हमने दोनों एक साथ कर लिए.
अच्छा.
Yeah, Atiya has like a biopic coming up for a famous female footballer who's from Kashmir.
Mm-hmm.
So watch out for that. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I'm rooting for her. Really, yeah. I'm rooting for Atiya.
And she's trying to do something different. So yeah. I think that's amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So cool. Atiya for the win, man.
Hey, Bholenath. 16 सोमवार में से एक ही दिन तो गलती से पानी पूरी खाई थी. चाकी ऐसी सजा.
Round two. Songs.
So I'm gonna start first. So let's hear some chart busting song, okay? With the chanjariya. Chanjariya, uski chhanak da. Aur is tum dil ki dhadkan. Sapno mein kho jao. The song that I'm going for, the best Sunil Shetty song so far, is the classic Sheher Ki Ladki. Ladki. Man.
Yeah, he looked pretty cool.
Like with the five blazers and the long coat, like that's legit
if
shit.
If anyone can pull that off in the summer heat, it's Sunil Shetty.
On the streets of Mumbai?
Yeah, Sunil
Shetty. You check out the background and ask
the helmets? The helmets on?
That's class. Oh, okay. But what a song. Choreography is so cool. Romina and him have really great chemistry. And it was such a big hit that they even remade it a few years ago.
They did.
And they brought the OGs, Romina and Sunil.
I think it was a great song. Sunil Shetty does have a lot of hits, but Chunky Pandey, Chunky Pandey's in the house.
Okay.
Hey, tall and handsome, Chunky Pandey has given several hits throughout the years. This guy has had a variety of hit songs in the 90s, and he was a part of a lot of big songs too, like Saat Samundar Paar. But the one I'm gonna mention now, again, is from Aankhein, Lal Dupatte Wali.
Oh!
Tera Naam To Bata.
Damn! Oh, Kale Kurte Wali, Tera Naam To Bata.
Right?
That's a good song.
Right,
that was a
right,
big
right.
song.
That was a huge what song. What colors, you know?
The Lal
Dupatta. The Lal Dupatta. That song is so classic. Whenever you think of the 90s, that song is one that's synonymous with the 90s and just that the magic of that time. And I feel like he did really well. He held his own with Govinda, who's a known dancer. And to be parallel with Govinda and have that same kind of chemistry. And I really think that song is the one that is going to represent Chunky here. No?
Okay. So both are great songs. Actually, both were huge hits. Chart busters.
That's true.
So it came around the same time. So it's not like we're dealing with different time zones or time. Yeah. But what do you think? Who wins here? Oh God, it's pretty close, eh?
All right, fine. Fine. I'm going to give this one to Amreen. I'm going to give it to Sunil Shetty. Sheher Ki Ladki was a cool song. Although Lal Dupatte Wali, man, come on. I think we, the Lal Dupatte Wali people, we have our own separate fandom on the side.
I think the audience should really give their comments on
this. Please comment and tell us which song do you like better.
Okay. So, what about the daughters, Shweta? Okay, although Atiya may not have like the chart-bustery songs, you can say, but there's one song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before that, the most classic song, classic hit of hers is the title song of her first film, Hero.
Okay,
that was sung by Salman Khan and Armaan Malik.
Yeah.
And it was a huge hit.
Huge.
And although like in the song, like she didn't, there was no female voice in the whole song, but she was there. So I can count that.
Yeah.
She had experience.
You can count that. Aankhon ke panno pe maine likha.
So the song that I'm gonna select,
yeah,
which was a chart, was a huge, like, it was a huge hit.
Yeah, it was.
It was from the film from Nawabzade, and the song's name is
Tere Naal Nachna.
Yes. Badshah, and she actually showed that she could dance too.
Yeah, she looked pretty good.
Yeah. So it was good, and it was so nice to see her in a different avatar. The song was a huge hit. She's with Badshah. What else do you need, man? Yeah. So what does Ananya have?
Ananya has a lot of hit songs from all of her films. So whether we take Student of the Year 2, but the song that I'm gonna pick right now is Aafat.
Okay.
And it's not very choreography heavy, but the little choreography that is in that song is pretty hype. The chemistry of the lead pair, Vijay Devarakonda and Ananya Pandey, I think it wasn't shown well in the other songs, but in this one I really felt like, okay, this is a good looking couple. They've got a lot of chemistry going. Cool song, something that I would definitely jam out to in the car. Did pretty well.
Actually, that was a strong point.
Right?
I must say, Aafat was pretty unique on its own.
Yeah.
It was so unique that I didn't understand it, but yeah. No, but jokes apart, I think that was like, I think they were pretty decent.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But who wins?
Yeah, I actually think Aafat wins this because it was a bigger song.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was promoted a lot, and I think the look of the song was a little bit more better, you can say.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a cool song. It was a cool song.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was less, nonetheless.
Okay, I think this round goes to Ananya.
Alright, guys, round 3.
Ooh! Let's get started.
Yes.
Okay, Sunil Shetty,
mm-hmm.
Come on. I'm not going to take too long.
Okay.
Like, he ruled the 90s,
yeah.
mid-90s. I know he started off with like a not-so-great debut, but he proved himself. He worked hard on his dialogue.
Rasta chhod do, Inspector. Tum bekar mein mujhe pareshan kar rahe ho.
He worked hard on his dancing. He had some chart busters, okay? Versatile throughout the years, and what I really love about him is he literally, like, he's still working. He's still taking care of himself. And even today, like, he came out with this web series called Dharavi Bank. What a character, man. Like, such transformation. So I think he proved himself really well, and he carried his stardom really nicely over the years. And like I said, he's still working and he's still not done.
He's done.
And he's doing like character oriented films, and I love it. I really love seeing him, and I'm so excited. And he's not only done Hindi films; he's also done Tamil films, Malayalam films, Telugu films too.
Yeah.
I really feel, although he was pitted against like the likes of Akshay in the 90s, I still feel he's a little bit more better. He's not slapsticky.
Yeah.
He's very more natural. He brings his natural nuances in.
Yeah,
you can see that whether it's comedy, action, or romantic hero.
Yeah.
So I really like that about him.
Yeah.
And I think he is the legit true blue star of the 90s.
Wait for it, guys, because we have Chunky Pandey in the house, okay?
Yo, Chunky
Pandey, okay? Let me tell you about Chunky Pandey.
Yeah.
He was actually an instructor at an art institute. He used to teach acting to up-and-coming actors, okay? He taught dance to the likes of Akshay Kumar, okay? Comes out in the 90s, does a bunch of hit films with Neelam. We all know the Chunky Pandey and Neelam jodi that was really popular back then. He was great at either being the hero opposite the heroine, or the comedic best friend.
Yeah.
Like for example, in Tezab.
Lagta aaj tum logon ke naseeb mein daawat hai.
Very talented, has done a variety of films in the 90s, really established himself as a big name to the point where people like Shah Rukh Khan were trying to get into his inner circle, became friends with him, and they're still friends to this day. What happened was, I think the multi-star films started to not do well in Bollywood, and so he stopped getting work. But this man is resilient. He went to Bangladesh.
And then I married in 1998 and took my wife to Bangladesh for honeymoon.
He went to the Bangladeshi film industry And he did really well there. A friend suggested it to him. Whatever films he did in the Bangladeshi film industry were all hits.
Tomorrow, meter thikana bolun ar bikele morge ki khobor niben sekhane dekhte paben tar lash pore.
You know, and not a lot of people know
Bangladesh guys.
Yeah, not a lot of people know that. But he, you see, resilience is what this man had in him. Yeah. Had to provide for his family, had to provide for Ananya and Raisa, his other daughter. So, you know, he kept trying, he kept going. And then he came back into Bollywood films like Kayamat, and then Dedanadan, and then and then Houseful.
Dawn and stuff.
Dawn. And like Houseful, I mean, Akhri Pasta is pretty big right now.
He's iconic.
I mean, ke liye Akhri Pasta, Shadi ke liye Akhri Pasta, aur Suhagrat ke liye bhi Akhri Pasta. I'm joking.
Everybody knows Akhri Pasta, and he's pretty funny. Yeah. He still had longevity too. The man is still working. The man has done a variety of roles. I mean, he was a good-looking guy, tall. He had everything that was required back then. Dancer. It's just sometimes circumstances, but the stardom was there. It was definitely there.
Wow.
Aapka booking cancel. Ab chale jao, please go get out, go home. Gracias, prego.
The main reason as to why I feel Sunil wins this is because all of the villain roles that he has played have been really impactful.
They were.
And I think that is really, when you know you are a good actor, is when you are picked to play a villain. Because the villain, again, the villain is what makes the hero. If the villain is weak, the hero will never look good.
100%!
And
yes!
Yeah, and whether it's Dharkan, where he was kind of playing the villain, Mehuna.
मैंने कभी नहीं कहा था कि जंग आसान होगी बिना खून बहाए जीती जाएगी खून बहाना है तो बहाना है खान.
Oh, he was amazing at Mehuna.
And even Baz, a bird in danger. Come on, guys.
Okay, you Baz, know? The bird movie.
The bird in danger.
Is he really the bird?
No, but he was a serial killer. Yeah, we're giving this to Sunil Shetty.
Yeah,
Chunky, I'm sorry. Chunky, you're a great guy. Chunky, you worked hard, but Sunil gets this one.
Atu, Karun ke haatho bikkar aa gaya. Apne baap ki hatya itni jaldi bhul gaya tu.
Adia had a very chill debut.
Okay.
Okay? But she was back with a big producer.
Yes.
Big cast, you can say.
Another star child.
Another star child. Mm-hmm. But why was not Ateya noticed? In the sense, before the release of this film, she was not really talked about.
Yeah.
Like how, say, Ananya or even like Suhana is being talked about before her debut, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get these, and all of them are star children. So why wasn't Ateya like talked about before?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think she's very low-key in person. But had a great debut, filmed in duo, that's fine. But then she had endorsements.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, Maybelline signed her.
Get ready for 24-hour action.
She's been on magazine covers, whether it's Cosmopolitan and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in. Like, so it's not like she just like went away and faded, right? She was not like the actress who just came in for one big banner and then vanished.
Yeah.
She still kept her consistency. She has brand endorsements.
Yeah.
She's the face of a lot of big brands. And and then she continued her filmography. I know it did take, like, there was a break in between.
Yeah.
But I think the break was worth it. You know why? Because she polished her acting skills.
She did. She polished her acting skills. Yeah, you're right. Brand endorsements is a big deal. They don't just give those to anybody.
Yeah.
Maybelline, especially.
Yeah,
you know, something
right?
Like that. Yeah.
So here she is, and then she comes up with the Nawazuddin Siddiqui film. Huge film. Was actually done, like, the reviews were really good.
Katai jalebi ki tarah seedhe ho ka? Apni niyat ki kaho. मोटी नाटी से बढ़िया हम मिले तो तुम्हारे पजामे में सिसरी है गई
हो गई सर सुरी है गई.
But now I'm so excited, like when she's coming up in the next couple of films.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so excited to see her on like on the big screen again.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like Sunil Shetty is like my, like, so like I used to enjoy Sunil Shetty's film, and I'm so looking forward to see her film.
Yeah.
As a daughter. And there's always this connect, right? Like,
yeah,
you kind of see these stars growing up, seeing these stars movie,
yeah,
and their kids actually come.
Yeah.
I feel excited. I'm happy for her. I'm excited for her.
Yeah.
And you know what I really like about her? Her interviews are very self. She's exactly like her dad.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she is what it is. She's very honest. Doesn't look fake at all.
Yeah.
And like recently, she's married.
Yeah.
To KL Rahul, the big cricketer.
Yeah.
And it was so nice to see that.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's like, okay, well, let's get married. She's married. And she's going to continue, obviously, doing her work.
Yeah.
She has a husband who supports her. And that's so sweet, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what I feel. I think it's just so sweet to, like, see them happy.
Yeah,
and
it
I'm
is.
So excited to,
it
you know,
is.
For her upcoming films.
And I really do feel that her wedding was pretty big. Like, yeah. People were watching. People wanted to know what she was wearing.
Yeah.
All over Twitter and Instagram, I'm seeing her outfits from the various events that she had. And a lot of girls were commenting about how they loved her style, loved what she wore.
She's looking gorgeous. Looked gorgeous. Yeah.
And now, and Drake, I mean, this is something that, Drake commented on her Instagram post and said, hey, happy birthday to my Shetty queen, if I remember correctly. And he said how he watched Mubaraka 3 times in his trailer to celebrate the occasion. So, I mean,
that's Drake, amazing. Drake knows represent you. Drake knows yo. You.
That's huge. Does Drake know anybody else?
No.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's so cool. Yeah. So I think she's a superstar of her own.
Moving on to Ananya Pandey, whose stardom began before her debut, okay? Yeah. Farah Khan noticed this girl at a party and said, wow, look at this young girl. She is so beautiful and charming. How could she be Chunky Pandey's daughter?
That's so mean!
Right? And this is when I first noticed Ananya. It is very mean for Farah to say that. Maybe she meant it in a nice way. Like like a joke. But this is when I first took notice of Ananya. And I'm like, oh, she's a cute and pretty girl.
Yeah.
You know? And, And then she had this huge debut with Student of the Year 2 opposite Tiger Shroff, the biggest thing around. Another debutante, Tara Sutaria, coming off the Disney channel.
Okay, low-key, I didn't know who's whom when I was watching the film.
Okay, they don't look alike. I don't know. But I get it. You know, sometimes when new girls come, it's hard to differentiate.
They all look the same. Sorry.
They do.
Except for Atea, she doesn't look
same. Yeah, Atea doesn't look like any of them. But yeah, so it was like she's had really big films. And then second films with Kartik Aaryan, who's an established star at that point as well.
Fair enough.
And all the movies that she's been doing, the fact that she got Liger opposite Vijay Devarakonda, who was the biggest thing out of the Telugu film industry. Girls like Janhvi Kapoor and Sara Ali Khan are swooning over him. And I'm pretty sure are jealous that they never got to do this role with Vijay Devarakonda. And Liger was supposed to be a huge, huge, huge film. It's unfortunate it didn't do well. But that is not my point. My point is that she was the one who was chosen to star opposite Vijay. Could have been any other girl in Bollywood. Really. They could have taken anybody. They tried to make... Stop laughing! They tried to make a pan-India film out of that. They tried to make a pan-India
film. Did the film work?
That's not my point. My point is who was cast opposite Vijay Devarakonda. Off the bat, this film was supposed to be huge. Which means that they took somebody who they thought could back that film. Carry it. Ananya Pandey. Okay? And, I mean, she has brand endorsements as well. Right? She has her brand endorsements. She's a pretty girl. She dances well. She's approachable. She's funny. People like to see her interviews. And I feel a lot of people like to see her fashion, did films like Geranya. And she has a lot more work coming out, whether it's her upcoming film with Ayushmann Khurrana, which is huge. Ayushmann
is playing a rich brat.
Don't know. Is she playing a rich brat? I hope not. But since it's Dreamgirl 2, I'm hoping that it's another small-town film. And maybe she could prove herself and do like a Motichur type-esque film. But I don't know. I feel like Ananya is definitely one of the star kids of this day that are very up-and-coming. People want to know what she's up to. People want to know what she's doing. People want to dress like her. People are looking at her gym outfits. People are looking at her airport looks.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they like she's very, very relevant right now. And
I agree. And I would also like to add that when I had to interact with her during the IFA, she was actually one of the most kindest within the newcomers. I think I wasn't there though. If she was there, I could have told you.
Yeah.
But then, Ananya was pretty sweet and kind, and I think she was taking pictures with almost everyone. Aww. And she was just like no nonsense kind of person.
Yeah.
Right. She had only one person with her.
Yeah.
Who was going around, and she is a hard worker because. During the rehearsals, I think her and Nora were the only two people who came on time for the rehearsals and stayed longer.
Yeah.
And it's funny because she would also stay back and see Sarah's performance or Sarah's rehearsal and vice versa. Like, they're really good friends. Aww. But comparatively to the newer kids, Ananya Pandey is much more grounded, so it seems.
And I feel like she's also seen the struggle that Chunky Pandey went through when his career went a little bit, when the lows were happening. Because
especially when he couldn't get on Coffee with Karan.
My dad has never been in a Dharma film. He never went on Coffee with Karan. And So, you know, it isn't as easy as people say it is. I think everyone has their own journey.
Yeah.
When he couldn't get out with coffee. Yeah, she was upset about that. She was like, you know, my father struggled too. The fact that he had to go to the Bangladesh film industry.
And I really hope that she does more different roles.
I hope so too.
It's the start. I can say it is a start.
Because there is career. Talent there, yeah. Right? There is. Both of these girls have talent.
Yeah. So I'm honestly, like, within the newcomers, I feel these two are much more exciting. I'm more excited to see their film rather than the other newcomers. So, inshallah, I really hope both of them actually do well.
Yeah.
And show some talent, you know?
Also show some talent.
Like their fathers.
Yeah.
Hashtag Sunil.
Hashtag Junkie.
Why is his name Chunky?
His name is Chunky because, so his actual name is Suyash, okay? But when he was a baby, he was a bit chunky and a little bit chubby. So his nanny used to call him Chunky.
Do you think one of the reasons why he probably could not become a star because his name was Chunky?
Maybe, because it was kind of, like, it's a funny,
Chunky.
Like, it's a funny name.
Yeah, it's very comical. Like,
Chunky is
comedy,
not the name of a leading actor. Right. Sunil Shetty is still like Sunil Shetty. Right. Chunky Pandey. It sounds like a comedian. Okay, all right. So who's winning this round?
Okay, fine. Ananya is the little bit of a bigger star, you can
say. Okay, okay, okay. I'll take it. So, guys, we did the totals. We did the tally, and Sunil and Atiya do win the episode.
A good script will be definitely as a father-daughter. I will do the father-daughter's story definitely. But I think there's still time.
And I think that a major contributor to that right now is Atiya Shetty's wedding that has just taken place. And no, that's okay because it's proving that she's still in the news. And Sunil Shetty is the bigger star. I will admit to that right now at the end of this episode. Chunky, though, had the situation been different, he would have been huge.
He will always be our Akhri Pasta.
He will always be Akhri Pasta.
I'm joking! Mamma mia!
Okay, on that note, my name's Amri.
My name is Shweta.
And you're watching
Dil